insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Have you with us for the Thursday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Thursday, July 5th, 2018. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. We got a lot to do today. We're going to talk a little football today, a little footy, soccer. Talk a little baseball today, maybe a little golf today, a little tennis today. Paul Strela is going to join us, the Clemson recruiting expert. He joins us at 8:05 this morning. So we've got a lot to do. Give you news of Jake Fromm's injury. When it flashed across my screen, Jake Fromm breaks his hand. I thought, oh, my goodness, look out now. Fields takes over, but non-throwing hand. And so Jake Fromm, who was in a boating accident, a freak boating accident on Lake Burton over in northeast Georgia, nice lake, by the way, has a freak boating accident, his non-throwing hand. And Kirby Smart says he won't miss any off-season activities. So everything is fine there. But still, Georgia fans kind of had to catch our breath a little bit yesterday. Joy Chestnut does it again. Zach's role model, 74 hot dogs. He had 74 more than me. I didn't have any yesterday. 74 for Joy Chestnut, breaking his record. Don't see how he does it. That's 74 hot dogs. That's in 10 minutes. That's 7.4 a minute. That's one every like 8 or 9 seconds. Crazy to think about doing that. Hey, Yankees restored our, I guess, normalcy in baseball by beating the Braves the last two games. We went and talked to you yesterday after the Tuesday night win. Yesterday afternoon, the Yankees take it as well. Giancarlo Stanton hot through all that. And the Yankees take the series with the Braves 2-1. Lost in extra innings. So we'll give you one of those. Now, Yankees one game back of Boston. Boston just keeps winning, man. These winning percentages, what you're seeing right now in Major League Baseball, really is amazing seeing it. And this is going to be a fun summer to continue to keep up with this. Boston right now has a 99.9% chance of making the playoffs. The Yankees 99.8% chance of making the playoffs. It really is crazy to think about two teams winning at a 670 clip right now, basically. And Braves, by the way, with a two-game losing streak. Philly's playing well. Philly won a four-game winning streak. The Yankees set the Braves back just a one-and-a-half-game lead over Philadelphia. But I don't know what's happened now. Washington, a five-game losing streak, and the Nationals are seven games back right now. So a two-team race, at least at this point, with the All-Star break coming up. We'll continue to talk maybe a little more Major League Baseball. Where's Manny Machado going to end up? There's some things coming up, trading deadlines. We can get into that a little bit here today and tomorrow. Wimbledon, by the way, speaking of baseball, Gleyber Torres goes to the disabled list, a little hip injury. Maybe we'll talk about some of that a little bit today. We have Wimbledon Continuing. No major storylines as of yet. I didn't know that until Zach informed me of that just a few minutes ago. World Cup action finished up in the knockout stages after our show on Tuesday. Sweden beat Switzerland 1-0, and then shootout again, England and Colombia. England advances. They're off today. Tomorrow and Saturday, we'll see the quarterfinals. So we'll see what comes out of all that. Some recruiting to tell you about. Brendan Clark, who was committed to Wake Forest, who backed out, who headed down to Notre Dame and Clemson, never took the official visit to Clemson, visited Notre Dame. He chose Notre Dame yesterday on July 4th, so we'll get to that. And then quickly, one other note I'd like to get into in the probably the second hour is we're kind of taking a look at a couple teams. We did Boston College on Tuesday. I gave you all the reasons why I think Boston College is going to be very good, at least talented this year. The schedule is extremely difficult. But today we're going to get a little bit into Louisville. And I think Bobby Petrino has made two major mistakes. And because of those major mistakes, in his second stint at Louisville, he's not taking advantage of a wonderful opportunity that was in front of him. And I'm not sure Louisville now is where they were. I think they've gone backwards under Bobby Petrino as a result of those two mistakes. I'll tell you what those two mistakes were coming up a little bit later on here in this show. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. O24 in the Twitter world, number one in your heart, the captain of the ship, El Capitan, but the guy who informs me that he's pretty much just mailing in the next two shows because he's heading across the pond on Friday, Mr. Zach Orr. Hey, buddy.
Mickey, how we doing?
I'm doing good. So, let me get this right. Tomorrow, you leave the show at 8. I get it. I don't have a problem with that.
Yep.
You drive to Charlotte?
Yep.
Okay. Charlotte to Newark, maybe?
Yep.
Newark to
Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm. What time do you land? Like, how long's your flights? What's your layover there?
No real layover. I fly up Friday to New Jersey, and then we go back with everybody on Sunday, and we fly over Sunday. It's a Sunday to Sunday trip.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So you got plenty of time. I'll get you some Jersey time in there.
Yeah, of course.
That's great, bud. That's great.
How's the beach there, Plowler?
It's good. I'm going to have to ask you to do one thing for me, though.
Oh, please.
Cash in tomorrow. Don't cash in today. I already know. Don't send it and mail it in tomorrow. Don't mail it in today.
I'm not mailing anything in. I'm the consummate professional when it comes to doing radio from 6 to 9 a.m. every single day.
So
we'll be all right there. How is Edisto?
Well, you know what? It's been so long since I talked to you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me catch you up.
Things have happened, I imagine.
Yeah. Dude, I've done a bunch of beach time here, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that I've done my time. Does that make sense? I don't enjoy it.
No, you don't. For some reason.
Right, but I feel like I've done my time. So I figured, here's the deal. I'm down here, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might as well go ahead and get out there. So now I will tell you this. I don't emerge from the tents or the umbrellas. I get underneath there. I bunker in, and I don't move from there. No walking. I don't get in the ocean. You know that. Don't do any of that kind of stuff. So I've done my time there, and it hadn't been bad, man. Let me see here. Tuesday night, I cooked out. Oh, man. You're going to kill me, Zach. Ruined the burgers.
Oh, no. What happened?
Too pink inside, man. It was a new grill. It was kind of dark. I couldn't really see good. And so, we're cooking for about 10 or 12, and Meredith makes the sides are really good. And I put these burgers on. Too pink inside. I got a microwave them. That's embarrassing as a man.
I hate that.
Put a damper on the first day. We were supposed to play golf yesterday. Storms came through, so we didn't do that. Didn't bother me all that much. Played enough golf in my life. And then yesterday, during the day, around 1 o'clock, hit the beach. Stayed out there till about 5 or so. Came back in, dinner. And then pretty interesting thing last night, Zach. A sunset cruise kind of thing with dolphins. You get to see the dolphins, all that kind of stuff. And then fireworks. Had a nice fireworks show here. And the bed. Watched a little bit of Yankees online. Blacked out yesterday on my thing, though. But you know what? Not bad, man. Just basically relaxation, coming home today, though. Can't wait to get back home.
So a nice little July 4th celebration yesterday.
Yeah, boy. And I tell you what, played a lot of patriotic music, heard a lot of patriotic music. I don't know if I told you this or not, man. On Easter this year, I got this, I was really overcome with like this really emotional deal of like, you know, of Easter, you know? It just, every once in a while, these kind of things come through me. Yesterday, very, very patriotic feeling, like very overwhelmed about how lucky we are and what, you know, this whole idea that we got here. So I thought that was pretty cool yesterday. You know, I'm getting old, sort of having these emotional holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so starting Tuesday after this show, you did Brad's show. What have I missed since then?
What have you missed since then?
Yeah, how's your life?
You know, life is fine. We went out and got everybody situated over at the lake and enjoyed a July 4th celebration yesterday. Well, before we really got into the celebration yesterday, watched Joey Joss Chestnut run away. Run away with the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. There was some controversy there yesterday. I don't know if you're aware of this.
Didn't see it.
It's gross, by the way. I know you've seen it before. It's still as gross as you remember it is. The official counter for Joey missed the plate. So the broadcast ends with him at 64. And they come back, count all the plates up, 5 minutes later. He was actually 10 more than that. He was at 74 and broke the record and beat the next closest guy by 29 dogs.
Oh, my word. Now, so it went off the air, I think, in 64?
Yeah, off the air, I think, in 64, but it was really 74.
Oh, no. Was anybody close?
No, he beat the next closest guy by 29 dogs.
Oh, it's crazy, man. He's the most dominant athlete of our time.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. Top five.
Has he put on weight or anything? Does he look terrible?
No, he runs 10 miles a week.
Does he?
He eats well during the rest of the entire year. He just gorges himself for 10 minutes once a year on July 4th.
I wonder what his cholesterol looks like, though.
I don't know. I'm assuming the 10 miles a week thing and eating well rest of the year probably helps a little bit.
Yeah. I wonder, like, how does he feel the rest of the day after that?
Garbage.
Like, what does that look like?
Gotta feel like garbage.
It's gotta be like a couple days, though, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. But he's made a full-time living off of this. I assume he trades one day of garbage feeling for 364 of the good ones.
Yeah, what's it feel like today to be Joey Chestnut waking up with 74 in the gut?
You're just hoping the body does his job pretty soon.
Oh, man.
Did you eat breakfast today?
No. Yeah, you do. They're called X-Laxes.
Yeah, there you go. Know? So we watched that yesterday afternoon, and then we went out to the lake, and we did everything. I was on the grill. Did not ruin any burgers yesterday, so that was good. We did brats. So we did chicken.
You kept your manhood, though. Like, you didn't embarrass your family name.
We had all kinds of good stuff going there yesterday, so that was enjoyable. And we took the boat out at night to go watch fireworks over Lake Kiwi, and there's 1,000 boats out there, and there was fireworks on every side you could look at, and it was, I mean, you want to talk about feeling proud to be an American, and that was the moment right there. It was just a beautiful time.
Man, heard Lee Greenwood's song yesterday about 30 times. Had my little Ray Charles America going around here. Did my Ronan Tynan, you know, his God Bless America. Just did that all day long yesterday.
Oh, the Irish guy?
Yeah. Yeah, how about that? I think he's a United States citizen. I could be wrong on that. I could be wrong. But anyway, what a great holiday. You know what, though? And I've said this before, and I feel a little bit guilty by saying it. Almost everybody knows off. I mean, certain people have to work, but almost everybody knows off. Some people back to work today and tomorrow. A lot of people just take the rest of the week off. I get it. You know what about July 4th, though? The only disappointing part of it is it's not a great sports day. You know, there's a little bit of baseball, but they don't show baseball like all. Now, I didn't last year, and again, I didn't hang around on the TV all day yesterday, obviously, but it's just not a great sports day on TV. Have you noticed this?
Oh, yeah.
A little Wimbledon.
What else, though? Nothing wrong with some Wimbledon. Yeah, the World Cup doesn't get kicked back into action until Friday. We'll talk about that a little bit in the second segment here, along with reviewing Braves Yankees here, because I feel like it's only fair after game one where Braves won the World Series and the Yankees somehow got to win two there. I don't know how they took two off the mighty Atlanta Braves, but we'll talk about it, and we'll really look into it But yes, to your point, there's not a lot going on in the sports world today. We're going to make the best of it, though.
We are, because we can always talk football. We can always talk Clemson football. And part of that is this Clemson and Louisville series. Let me preview this a little bit, Zach. You know, Clemson and Louisville, if you think about it, I was excited when they came in the league. And I'm still excited. Don't get me wrong. I'm still excited about it. And Clemson and Louisville now, is it, they've been in 4 years? I think I'm right with saying that, 4 years. And this is a team that, man, we had three really, really good games with Louisville. If you remember that first one when they came in league in 2014, that was the goal line stand. The Tigers won 23-17. And the second one up at Louisville, that was Deshaun's year, and they came in and had the, they had the late drive to try to win it. Clemson won that 20-17, came in the last play of the game. The third one was the great Lamar Jackson game, 42-36, in Death Valley, and that was two top five teams. And then last year, it just didn't seem right. They Clemson blew them out 47-21. They lose seven starters on defense. They lose Lamar Jackson, Malik Williams, Reggie Bonnevon. They lose so many on offense. And it goes to show you got to recruit other places. They had the best player they ever had, and yet they made two major mistakes. And you look at it, their offensive production wasn't the same. Their defense was terrible for the most part last year. And I think Louisville missed their chance. They were a top sorry, a top five team in the middle of 2016. And here we are now. No one has them in the top 25 right now. No one's talking about them in the Atlantic Division right now. No one's talking Louisville football right now. And in the two best years of having the best player in college football, and at one point in time being ranked in the top 10 in the top five in the country, they finished 9-4 and 8-5. They went 17-9, and in the league, let me make sure I'm right by saying this, they went 4-4 last year with the returning Heisman Trophy winner. They missed an opportunity, and I'm not sure that window is still open for Louisville. We'll talk about that coming up. Segment two coming up after this. Zach Orr's going to talk some baseball and a little soccer for you. I want to tell you about our friends at Canty and CantyCanFixIt.com. I got an interesting email. Canty has a brand new location to tell you about. I got this from Heath, and they've got a new facility that are up and running in the Roebuck area. It's about an 8,000 square foot office or warehouse space, and across from Dorman High School, they've got a production team that's in the area now. They've got a couple of crews. They've had to move here, look. Let me tell you, this is a fantastic company now. This is a company that continues to work and to make so many people so much more satisfied. Canty is an outstanding company. Matter of fact, still looking to hire some folks. So if they're hiring some construction and foreman and join this very productive team, they've got a great opportunity. I'll tell you more about that coming up tomorrow. I want you to think about Canty fixing those cracks and any kind of foundation settlement issues you might have. And also think about them from underneath your home. Think about them from the crawl spaces and the mold and mildew issues you might have. Let them take care of you. It is our great team at Canty. It's CantyCanFixIt.com. C-A-N-T-E-Y. CantyCanFixIt.com. All right, Zach, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment two with Mr. Orr 24 when you return right after this.
For over 45 years, Hugh Durham has been serving the real estate needs of the upstate. Whether it's residential, commercial, land and acreage, relocation, appraisals and auctions, or development, the skilled agents at Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham and Associates have complete knowledge of the area and make it easy for you to buy or sell. They understand the financial importance and guide you every step of the way. Call Coldwell Banker Hugh Durham and Associates at 225-3788 or online at cbhdpros.com. You'll be treated like family.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Dirty carpets don't keep a schedule. You do. That's why the Home Depot has the Hoover Power Scrub Elite Pet Plus Carpet Cleaner for just $148, over $40 off. Its quick clean mode with heat force helps cut drying time to less than 45 minutes. If you have a schedule to keep, you don't want to sit around waiting on a wet carpet. The Hoover Power Scrub Elite, just $148, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, Wasp Buzz Last, C-Store for details, valid through July 11th.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers? Better yet, why not? Reed's Jewelers invites you to make them your jeweler, and you'll soon discover why so many like you now shop Reed's. From their award-winning staff to their impressive selection of jewelry to their customer-friendly financing, Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, invites you to join the thousands of customers who have started a relationship with them. We'd love to see you. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall, next to Belk, online at Reed's.com.
Your daily recommended allowance of sports. We are WCCP 105.5. The Roar.
Bang, bang into the roar. I know you want it. Bang, bang all over you. I'll let you have it. Wait a minute, let me take you back. Wait a minute till you fall. Bang, bang, there goes your heart.
Hey, welcome, Mike. Glad to have you with us. I'll tell you about our great friends over at Tiger Sports Shop. You know, got 58 days of Clemson football, and they're getting new stuff in all the time. They're getting ready. You need to get ready. Here's a good news for you. We were in the other day. We bought a gift certificate for one of Mary's best friends for her birthday. I get gift certificates, man. I'm sorry. I know it's not great, but I do it. Could let them pick out what they want. But we did that, and I was just looking out, and they're starting to get some of the fall stuff in, which is nice. But the other thing is they've got a bunch of sales going on right now, you know, trying to clear out some of the stuff from the spring. So the place to find all this is our friends over at Tiger Sports Shop. If you need any help, they can help you at 800-933-7297. They have an awesome catalog, awesome online stuff, and the UPS man just tears it up there every day. They just come in and out and just getting stuff out to you. So I have family that does it, that orders from them online. Yeah, they still love to see you. Stop by both the locations, downtown Clemson, Tiger Boulevard, and College Avenue. But the folks at Tiger Sports Shop getting ready, and they want to make sure that you're getting ready for that 58-day countdown. Go by and see our great friends at tigersports.com or both locations here in Clemson. Again, Clemson Boulevard. And our Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue. Hey, Mr. Orr 24, I don't want to get segment two here, but what just from a weather standpoint, I just looked this up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen the weather in Clemson this weekend?
I have not seen it this weekend. What are we looking at?
You're going to leave out just in time. On Saturday, a high of 80.
Oh.
A low of 66. It's going to low of 65 on Sunday. Like, there's a little break. That might be a little break. Sunday's at 81 degrees, partly cloudy, 81.
A little break in the action there, and then you're back to the 90s next week.
Yeah, that's fine, though, man. Just give me a little breather in there. That ain't bad.
Hey, you just need a little breather every now and again. That's all it is.
That's not bad.
What's the weather down there?
It's in the high 80s here. It's so much more humid here than it is in Clemson.
Is it really?
But the wind helps you out a little bit. So it's been pretty windy the last couple of days, which is, you know, it's nice, a breeze. I hadn't busted a big sweat here, but
I'll be in Edinburgh on Sunday. It'll be 74, low 53, 71 the next day, and the 50s at night. It's a 70s. It's a 70s or high 60s.
Nice.
And that's about the gist of it there.
You'll be there for the second part of the fortnight, and then your first week with the second week of the fortnight. And then you got the British Open maybe coming
yeah,
after that.
So. Yeah, yeah. So we got all kinds of stuff coming up. But the important stuff that happened this weekend, Mickey Power, was, of course, the Yankees and Braves series. How much of this did you get to follow, watch, and enjoy, really?
I followed on Twitter, and I followed on Gamecast.
Oh, but game, I didn't get nothing like a little Gamecast to really get you over the edge.
Yep, only thing I could do there. Yep.
Get you a fix. Yankees beat the Braves. They take the series 2-1 after dropping game 1-5-3. The Yanks come back in game 2 and win 8-5. And then game 3 on Independence Day, this nation's birthday, win 6-2 yesterday. CC Sabathia gets the win for the Bronx Bombers, going 6 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 5 strikeouts, throws 103 pitches. Carsten Charles gets the job done for the Yankees on the other side. Julio Teheran goes 5 innings, 5 hits, 5 earned. Strikes out 10, though. That's a big number. Big, big number. But he throws 107 pitches in doing so. Again, only could get through 5 innings. Yesterday's storyline was dominated by one player. And one player only, really. His only hit of the ball game. One that went 410 feet yesterday. It was no cheapie. Let's be clear about that. Giancarlo Stanton started to see the ball a little bit better there, Mickey Plowler, as he puts one into right field and hits a 3-run home run yesterday against the beloved Atlanta Braves.
Well, taking 2 of 3, did that put the Braves in their place, or did their one extra inning game, is that going to stick in you a little bit, and they'll have a little ammunition against you? The Yankees won the series.
The Yankees win the series. The better team won the series. Let's be clear about that. A lot of Braves fans had a lot of fun with game one there. And you beat a big club, and that was something to be proud of. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's the Yankees. The Yankees are going to win that series 9 times out of 10, and the better team won. They gifted game one. They went 0-for-12 with runners in scoring position. You had a starter go for 4 innings. It was really a perfect storm for Atlanta to get up there and win one of them.
How about the Red Sox keep winning?
Those Red Sox keep winning. Exactly right. The Yankees and Red Sox are going to win every other game for the rest of the season. And like we had talked about earlier in a previous edition of the Mickey Plowler Show, that winner of the AL East is going to have 110 wins at the end of the year, and it's going to be ridiculous. And whatever poor soul gets the other wild card spot is going to have 108 or 109 win team to play in the wild card, and it's going to be a massacre.
It's been a lot of fun, man. I think this is going to be one of those summers we're going to talk about for a long, long time.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think this is going to be one of those epic, like, historical kind of summers. Let me play out on the standings. If they just keep winning at this pace, I think I'm right by saying this. The Red Sox won at a 60 or 670 clip right now. If you play that out over 162 times 67, they're going to win 108.5. Yankees right now at a 667, 182. I mean, sorry, 162 times 667. That would be 108. I mean, you know, 108 and finishing in second place.
That'd be terrible.
Yeah, and having a one-game playoff, one-game wild card.
I mean, just absolutely terrible.
Yeah. But, I mean, look, and you know, Cleveland's good. And Houston's good, and Seattle's good. Houston and Seattle are really, really good.
The AL seems to be the better division, better league right now.
Yeah, Oakland's not bad.
Oakland's not bad, no.
Yeah.
And if we circle back to our friends in Atlanta here, this should be Atlanta's year. This sets up to be Atlanta's division. The NL East has been down, right? This is supposed to be the Nationals division. That was a team that has all kinds of talent, all kinds of starting pitching. Bryce Harper is on that team, and they've lost 5 in a row. They're under 500. They're at the point where they're holding player-only meetings to try to turn this thing around. There's no way, shape, or form that Atlanta can't hold off Washington. Philly might make a push. They won yesterday against Baltimore 4-1. But this could be and probably should be the NL East. Atlanta's to lose there.
All right, let me go ahead and just get it out of the way.
Go ahead.
Very, very few times do I try to just get stuff out of the way on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of World Cup stuff going on tomorrow and on Saturday. Tomorrow morning, Uruguay, France. I know you are a huge Frenchie.
Yes, Uruguay and France. This could have been Messi versus Ronaldo. It could have been the TV ratings dreams. It could have been everything we wanted and more. But neither were able to inspire their side to a victory in the round of 16, obviously, with Uruguay beating Portugal and Messi and Argentina falling 4-3 to France. Instead, we will get a France and Uruguay matchup. France will go as far as the 19-year-old Kylian Mbappe will take them. The 19-year-old that is going to be wealthier than you and I will ever be in our entire lives, Mickey Plowler, unless we win the lottery after the summer, because he is able to sign a new deal this summer with pretty much whoever he chooses to do so.
Manchester United, question mark?
They could be in the running. They could absolutely be in the running. So this is something to keep an eye on. He is going to make a lot of money. If Uruguay is able to control his pace this Friday, maybe they have a shot at containing that French attack. They have all kinds of pieces there outside of Mbappe. Well, obviously, Anton Griezmann and then Paul Pogba. Your Paul Pogba, who plays for Manchester United.
Pogba is a guy, in watching Manchester United, like, he makes these brilliant runs and these brilliant plays. He's great in the air. And then every once in a while, he makes the dumbest, stupidest plays.
Pogba is completely different at the club level compared to the international level.
Why?
He just plays differently. You watch him play for Man U, and he does make those dumb plays from time to time. And he's awesome. Been able to make some elite plays. Let's not forget, they brought him in because of those elite plays. They made him the highest transfer fee in the world at one point. At the international level, he can sit back. He picks off passes all over the place. He drops darts all over the field. He is a stabilizing presence in that French lineup, and it truly is a joy to watch when he's playing to his level of expected play.
Where did we get him from Manchester United? Where was his last club team?
PSG, I believe.
Nice. Mm-hmm. All right, you got Brazil and Belgium tomorrow afternoon.
Well, first and foremost, who do you have winning the France-Uruguay game?
Vive la France.
Vive la France, les bleus. You have Brazil and Belgium. Another great, great matchup. Brazil, obviously the most successful side in World Cup history. All the trophies, five-time world champions. Belgium has the form right now. Belgium's coming from behind win against Korea there. Gave them a little bit of momentum heading into the quarterfinals. It will be interesting to watch how the goal-scoring threat of Neymar, Felipe Coutinho, Jesus, and Firmino will be able to attack that Belgium back line with Vincent Kompany back in. Vincent Kompany, your arch rival there, Mickey Plowler. Vincent Kompany, obviously the captain and center back for Manchester City. This will be a fun game to watch because of the offense in it. We'll see how many times Neymar can flop around on the ground like a dead fish and really cause ire and outrage, and rightfully so, because it's getting embarrassing and it's a clown show at this point. It'll be interesting to see how Belgium uses subs. Substitutes were important in their last match, where two of their three substitutes scored, and one of them obviously scored the winning goal. Fellaini was one of those goals. Powerful in the air, as you once said, and he was powerful in the air, scores a goal through a header in the box there. It was a lot of fun to watch. I would go with Belgium in this game, and a close one, something like a 3-2 type of match, and one that we remember for years and years to come.
I don't see how he's so good in the air when he's got all that hair, man. Like, how does that affect the spin on the ball?
Well, the hair is inflated with helium, and it helps him float up there,
right,
you know,
right.
And he can just really, really pinpoint it at that point.
All right, we've got Saturday. It should be a raucous crowd.
For
Russia and Croatia.
For Russia and Croatia. So can Russia do it is the question. Obviously, the home side has all this momentum behind them. They have the entire country behind them. Russia, more so known as a hockey country, to be honest with you, is throwing their full weight of support behind a soccer team this summer. Russia, of course, gets out of Group A against Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Uruguay. They get hammered by Uruguay in the third game, but they move on nonetheless. They get through the round of 16, and now they are here after they parked the bus for 90 minutes in regulation, all of extra stoppage time, all of the extra playing time, the 15-minute halves, and they win in penalties. Russia and Croatia, will they be able to break down the Croatian midfield? No. Will you see a game very similar to the Spain game in the sense that they will park 11 guys behind the ball? Absolutely. Does Croatia have the better options going forward to break that down? Maybe they do. They have better options in the midfield. that could play a part going forward against Russia. I would expect a 1-0, maybe 2-0 win from Croatia, and we'll see what happens there. What are your thoughts on that just giant match?
You're not going to like it. I think Russia has something magic about this thing.
You think there's magic in this team,
huh? Yeah. You can't tell me how they weren't very good. You used to call them hot garbage earlier.
They are hot garbage.
They're
make
in
no
quarters.
Mistake about it.
They won't make it all the way, but it wouldn't shock me, man. It wouldn't shock me. England just keeps winning PKs.
Yeah, well, not keep winning in PKs. This is the first time they won in PKs in the World Cup, I believe. It's been forever.
Late goal. How was it when people went crazy? That wasn't PKs before?
No, it was illegal, but penalty kicks have been England's Achilles heel in the World Cup. Oh. So for them to finally come through meant a lot to the Three Lions and the English community. Sweden and England, of course, will meet in the World Cup for the third time this century when they go head-to-head in Samara on Saturday there. The two nations are usually playing very well against each other, and 2002 and 2006 were the last times that they played in the World Cup. It was... It's fun for the sense that there's going to be no Zlatan Ibrahimovic for Sweden, of course. Zlatan playing in L.A., playing in MLS. He is the most famous striker in Swedish history, probably. It is. That's what he is. And they left him home. They find other ways to win. They find the ability to go on the counterattack as ways to win. England, of course, is led by Harry Kane. Harry Kane plays where, Mickey Plyler?
Midfielder?
No, Shocker. Harry Kane plays his club football where?
Is he a Liverpool guy?
He is a Tottenham guy. Good guess.
Tottenham.
We're close on that one.
Spurs.
He is a Spur, yes. Gareth Southgate, the English manager, will try to guide this team to victory. Again, after coming out to win in PKs. He doesn't need that again because that was heart-stopping. It was the whole country holding their breath. There was beer in the air everywhere. There was excitement when they won. But they don't need to do that again. This seems like a game that will have a free kind of flow to it, to be honest with you. There will be a lot of counterattacking, a lot of trying to take advantage of the opposition, which should open the field up a little bit. England have the better athletes. They have the better team. They have the better players. They have the better manager. There is a caution to the wind that you're going to pick England to advance out of the quarters, but we will do so. England beats Sweden on Saturday.
Oh, God, I survived all that.
How about that, huh?
Thank God that we've got, there's 60 games in, we only got about five after this one. You got four games left after this one. Oh, gosh. Anyway, including a third place game, which I don't understand why they play that one.
I don't understand why they play that at 10 o'clock and they play the championship game at 11. So might as well just wait an hour and watch the championship game.
Well, no, it's crazy. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come to Louisville football. Like, what happened? How did it happen? How did it turn? Because there was a time there where Louisville was knocking on the door, and I don't see it happening now. Is that window closed? And if it is, how did it close? We'll tell you about that when you return from more with Zacho or Mickey Plotter more right after this.
Hey guys, Kelly Gramlich here. I am very excited to announce that I'll be hosting my own show on Saturday mornings this summer. The Kelly Gramlich Show will air every Saturday throughout May, June, and July at 10 a.m. The hour-long show will feature insight and analysis, plus exciting interviews with special guests. That's The Kelly Gramlich Show, presented by Engineered Sleep, every Saturday this summer, right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
There are a lot of restaurants who talk about flavor. But real flavor takes practice. And here at Bojangles, we've been perfecting our one-of-a-kind recipes for 40 years.
Head to Bojangles and get two Cajun filet chicken sandwiches for $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi friends, Mickey Plotter here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Homeowners and landscapers choose EnviroMulch, a locally owned, environmentally friendly company. They supply quality organic mulches, soil, sand, and stone for every landscaping application, delivery, or pickup. Nobody beats their prices. EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Fort Knox Climate Storage of SC, now offering online rentals. No need to visit the office. Fort Knox makes storage easy, offering 24/7 digital video monitoring, fenced property, security lighting, and climate control. Located across from the Michelin plant in Sandy Springs, their plans offer options to fit every need and budget. Military discounts available. Rent your unit online today at FortKnoxClimateStorage.com or call 502-0099. Fort Knox Storage, where top-notch security is the standard.
Long Heating and Air Conditioning wants you to take advantage of their great summer specials. Right now, buy a Trane or Armstrong air conditioner and coil for just $3,500. Get 20% off any repair, and when you sign up for cooling maintenance, you'll receive the heating maintenance for free this winter. Three great reasons to contact Long Heating and Air. Call 213-9899. That's 213-9899 or online at longheatingandair.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 6161 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6161.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Thursday's Burger and a Brew. Any one of our delicious burgers and domestic beer for $10. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
And you will respect my authority.
On WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Paul Strelow is going to join us at 8:05 this morning. We're going to talk some Clemson football recruiting with him. I want to tell you about our friends at Engineered Sleep right now. Zach, I told you yesterday. Now, we have good beds here at the house we're staying at this week. I'm coming back today, though. So tonight's the night I get to get back in my Engineered Sleep bed, my mattress made exactly for me. Again, I'm on a good mattress down here, but it's not custom made, custom designed just for me. The men and women at Engineered Sleep that make these for you, they are awesome. I'm gonna tell you, if you are looking, let's say you get 8 hours of sleep, and I never do, but let's say you get eight, man, that's a third of your life. Why not spend it in comfort, exactly with what you need, and don't pay the middleman. Go straight through them. That way you get it straight to their warehouse and you can watch them make it for you, and it's a very, very fair price when you're comparing apples to apples on this thing. And you're going to get 10% off when you tell me you heard about it here. It's our great friends at Engineer Sleep and engineersleep.com, Congaree Road over in Greenville. Hey, buddy, I got to be honest with you. I was impressed with segment number two. It's a great example. You didn't mail that one in.
I told you, I'm the consummate professional here. That's what I'm trying to do. Trying to make sure we have a nice little Thursday and Friday show. Of course, the wonderful Kelly Gramick will be joining you for the 8 o'clock hour on tomorrow. But we'll do the next 4 hours, and we'll do them proudly.
Okay, good, man. I'm glad to hear that. Let me get into this subject of Louisville football. By the way, our phone number is 654-ROAR, 7627. Zach can take some Zach can take some text on our health care text line, 986-1566. We both can have a Twitter here, at Mickey Pollard, at Mr. Orr 24.
No text during the Braves segment. I was a little surprised by that, Mickey Pollard.
You wanted that.
Nobody wanted to talk about the Atlanta Braves losing 2-3 to the Yankees.
How was that different than the first night when the Braves won the next
show? Twitter blew up in the first night, and then some things went a little quiet.
It reminds me, Zach. It reminds me of little Gamecocks. That you hear the chirping when
a lot of chirping.
Then you lose, and they're gone. They disappear.
You couldn't be more correct, more spot on here.
Put a little APB out for them. Where are they? Don't know where the Braves
are. A lot of people did a lot of talking. Oh, Zach, you're gonna take your medicine here. Ooh. Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready to go. You boys and girls, there's been a couple of women out there that have had a word or two to put in, and have been ghost mode since the Rays lost. Lost
the
second game in the third.
Gahilk. All right, so let me get this Louisville thing here. Let me go backwards. I'm looking right now, and the question I'm asking, and I'm going to ask about NC State later in the show. Has their window closed? I don't think NC State's window is closed. I'm not sure that Louisville's window hadn't closed. I'm looking right now, Mr. Orr 24, and I set that up a little bit. I'm going to go backwards here because I'm going to talk about the future first. But Louisville had great opportunities. They're ranked top 10 in the country. They're on these. They were showing Lamar Jackson every single weekend, and they were absolutely rolling. And they were
rolling.
Rowland, and that they were the talk of college football. Let me remind you that they were third in the country after beating Florida State 63-20, looking like they were really going to be dominant. If you remember, they came into Death Valley, lost that one, and really since then hadn't played all that well. Going into last year, there's a lot of talk about year two of Lamar Jackson and this offense just rolling people up, and they didn't do it, and now they're 1 year removed, and they're playing Alabama, and they're going to be 27-point underdogs. No one's picking them to win anything. No one's in the top 25. Now I'm going to get back to some reasons why this happened, but let me show you why I think this window may have closed. Charlie Strong, oh by the way, who did awesome things at Louisville, was a great evaluator of talent. And remember, Charlie Strong's last 2 years in Louisville, they went 11-2 and 12-1. Okay. But Charlie Strong, he didn't have to recruit great because they were great evaluators. I'm not sure that's the case with Bobby Petrino right now. Louisville has 6 football commitments right now in the class of 2019, and their team ranking is 71st in the country. And stars aren't the only thing, but they have 4 3-stars and 2 2-stars for this class. You go back to last year's class, and Louisville in their 23 commitments, they were ranking a team ranking of 31. They only had 4 4-stars, and the rest were 3-stars and 2-stars, a 31st ranking there. You go back to 2007, and that's come off of Lamar Jackson, where most of his guys were committed, you know, pretty soon into that, you know, at the time that Jackson was doing great things there. You go back to 2017 class, 29th in recruiting, and they had a few more 4-stars in there, and there's some guys that could play in there. You go back to 2016 before, and they were 36th in recruiting. They have good facilities. They have great support. They want to win there, but they hadn't been able to take advantage of it. And Zach, I'm going to tell you this. I think they made 2 mistakes. Mistake number one is that, well, more than 2 mistakes. First of all, I made a statement by hiring Bobby Petrino. But mistake number one was when they had a defensive coordinator issue that came out. Remember, what's the guy's name? It was at Mississippi State. It's been all over the place now. The bad guy. He was at Georgia. Anyway, he wasn't a good dude. He ended up going to Mississippi State, getting out. Then they made this awful hire of Peter Simon. Or Peter Sermon. And Sermon was terrible. They went from giving up 322 a game to 388 a game. They gave up from 23 a game to 27 a game. And then they gave it some big scores. They got it figured out a little bit later in the year. But, Zach, early in the year, Clemson put up 47 on them. Boston College put up 45 on them. NC State put up 39 on them. Wake Forest scored 42 on them. And it was not very good defense there. They didn't have a lot of talent, but this guy Sermon was terrible. Now, they fired him, and Brian Van Gorder comes over, a guy who's been around the NFL and Georgia, Notre Dame, and some of these places, so and Auburn. We'll see. I'm not sure that's a great hire there. The other major mistake, so the Sermon hire was a terrible mistake that proved out to really hurt them. The other major mistake I think Louisville has made is that Bobby Petrino tried to turn Lamar Jackson into a passing quarterback and just didn't let him
into a pocket passer. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And it didn't work. Their offense, they threw for 300 a game. Again, they got it going later in the year. It just didn't look right, though. They forced him into pocket, and it just didn't look right. And as a result, they went 8-5 last year. And so I'll ask you this, Zach. What would that if I told you if at the end of that, remember that first four games as he was a starter, where they beat Charlotte 70-14, they beat Syracuse 62-28, they beat Florida State 63-20, and they beat Marshall 59-28. And they're coming to Death Valley, ranked number three in the country. What if I'd have told you from that point in time on, let me make sure I'm saying this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so they're 4-0, so they went 5, they go 13-9, in the next 2 years. What if I told you after that game they'd be 13-9? I would never believe that in a million years. They had a window. They had an opportunity. They were third in the country. The Clemson loss really hurt them, but they haven't been the same since. What's your impression of Louisville and what went wrong? How'd it go wrong? And is that window closed for them?
Yeah, often we talk about the window for teams, the window, how big that window is, what's the time frame that the window is going to be open. And you're telling me from what you just laid out, that window was a 3-year window. It was Lamar Jackson's career at Louisville. It was having a Heisman type winner, Heisman type player, at the helm for you guys that helped them achieve success and achieve, you know, bigger things in the Louisville program itself. That window seems to be slammed shut, right? After his departure, is there a reason for optimism in Louisville that I'm not aware of, or is it really what it seems to be and dim and grim and things slam shut and maybe even a couple of nails in there too?
I talked about the two mistakes he made. Let me give you a third mistake that he made. Over the last 2 years,
Todd Grantham was the name we were looking for, by the way.
Who was that?
Todd Grantham.
Oh, Todd Grantham. What a jerk that guy was. Or still is. The other mistake that he's made is that they really hadn't played Juwan pass that much. They kept Lamar Jackson in games the last 2 years to run up stats. And as a result, Juwan pass has only thrown 33 passes. Last year, he was 23 of 33. And now every Louisville fan will tell you how great they are and how he's going to be unbelievable. Maybe Colin Wilson, the great back. Maybe Jalen Smith and those guys, you know, continue to have good careers. I don't know. I don't know if their offense will be terrible. I don't see anything on defense at all. Losing seven starters off on defense, it wasn't very good to begin with. Here's the bottom line. They have not recruited well. As I told you in last year's game, you remember this. All the talk was about Louisville. All the talk about Clemson having to go up to Louisville. And all the talk about the Tigers maybe struggling up there and all the three great games they had before. Clemson goes in and just dominates Louisville on the road, 47-21. If you remember, Zach, going into this, I said, this is what happens when five stars and four stars play three stars. That a field full of those guys in the end is going to play out. And as I know, it was Kelly Bryant, it wasn't Deshaun Watson, but the lines of scrimmage and the talent everywhere proved out to be the case that it was four and five stars beating three stars. They've not recruited all that well under Bobby Petrino. It showed at the end of last year with Clemson beating them, with NC State pounding them, with Boston College beating them, Wake Forest beating them, and Mississippi State beating them in the bowl game. 8-5, man. I just didn't think that was going to be the case. They missed their opportunity. I'm not sure this window opens back up. The difference, too, is that Charlie Strong evaluated well and had a great coaching staff.
We apologize for that. Mickey Plyler is having a bit of a tech issue down there this morning. We are, of course, talking about Louisville football, talking about the mistakes that may have been made leading up to the 3 years and during the 3 years of Lamar Jackson's tenure there with the Cardinals. Louisville football, of course, has a doozy of an opener with Alabama Saturday, September 1st, 8 o'clock ABC. Would have been a great game if Lamar Jackson comes back for his senior year. Louisville football goes to has Indiana State at home, Western Kentucky at Virginia. They host Florida State and Georgia Tech in consecutive weeks. They go up to Boston College on Saturday, October the 13th, and they will see what they can do up there Saturday. Obviously, Boston College is the team that everybody is talking about this year as a maybe a surprise team in the Atlantic, one that could jump out at you. And now, if I'm not mistaken, Mickey should be back with us. Mickey, are we all good down there in Edisto?
We are. I don't know what happened there. Zach, let's continue this conversation because this is an interesting study. At one point in time, weren't you not scared of Louisville, but didn't you think Louisville was a team that was going to threaten Clemson and Florida State?
Did you think Louisville was a team that could threaten Clemson and Florida State?
No, they had three straight close games against Clemson. They had that. I mean, look at the games that you had, how close they were. And then look at Lamar Jackson coming into the league, man, what he was doing. I think going into the last 2 years, you had some respect for Louisville. I don't know if you have any respect now going into it in 2018.
There's a question. When does Louisville possibly get that first win against the Clemson Tigers football team?
I would have thought it would happen by now. I'm not sure it's going to happen anytime in the future, but a deal like that. Does that make sense? We'll see. Let's talk more about it in our next hour. Also, I want to talk about that NC State window. I think NC State's recruiting better than Louisville. At one point in time, I thought Louisville would be the team. Yep, let's do that. Let's come back for more of that.
If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell, right across from Death Valley.